This doc, this was a recording on John Gieselman. Gieselman is G-I-E-S-E-L-M-A-N. Gieselman. G as in George. John, J-O-H-N. Date of birth, 1746. Date of visit, 10-11-23. Please make a copy for Conviva East. Conviva East. And copy for Samantha Hughes, ARNP. Samantha Hughes, HUGHES. ARNP. Next, next paragraph, dear Samantha, thank you for sending John Gieselman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, this is present illness. This is a 78-year-old, this is a 77-year-old white male with a past history of mild COPD. Has been evaluated for hypertension and has experienced some shortness of breath with exertion, but denies any cough, wheezing, or chest pains. He has some leg edema and also has been on anticoagulation for chronic atrial fibrillation. The patient had no recent chest x-ray or pulmonary function study done. And he has no inhalers. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of atrial ablation times 3 for atrial fibrillation and also history for cardioversion. He had mitral valve repair done in Jacksonville and he had left hip replacement surgery. The patient also had a hernia of the left groin repaired and cataract surgery. He has history of hypertension, but no diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 14 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of leukemia, mother died of heart disease at age 90. Next paragraph, allergies to flecainide. Next paragraph, system review of the patient had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision, cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And denies urinary frequency burning or hematuria. He has no shortness of breath and denies coughing spells. But had some wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. But has mild leg swelling. No depression or anxiety He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, for Medlist, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, imatoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Cardizem 240 milligrams, MedHS. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 110, respiration 22, temperature 97.2. Weight is 196, saturation 96. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is mild, throat is mild, inject, he has no inflammation. Neck supple with mild venous distension, twig, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, breath sounds diminished at the periphery. There are no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart sounds are regular. Heart sounds are irregular as one in S2 with no definite murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No, extremities, mild peripheral edema, decreased pop-up pulses, reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is, probable COPD, and number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3, hypertension, and number 4, history of mitral valve repair, and number 5. Degenerative arthritis and number 6 is hypertension. Next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. Also, advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And was advised to get a polysomnographic study. He will come in for a follow-up approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the please add in the past medical history. The patient had a history of tonsillectomy at a young age. And had cardiac catheterization and had jaw surgery. And right hand surgery. Please add that in the past history. And at the end, the patient will come back for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Samantha Hughes, ARNP, from Conviva East. Let's talk to D'Souza. Also add in the system review. The patient has a history for snoring and and apneic episodes according to his wife. And add in the final diagnosis, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Thank you. This doctor says that.